Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Political parties and candidates are to intensify their efforts this weekend as campaigning for Dublin Bay South by-election enters the final stages. 15 names will be on the ballot paper next Thursday, hoping to fill the seat vacated by Fine Gael's Owen Murphy over 2 months ago. Fine Gael's James Gagan has been fancied to hold the seat, but a recent opinion poll puts Labour's Ivana Bacic in strong contention of causing an upset. A political thriller is in store. So let's get more on the geography, the issues and the candidates in Dublin Bay South from our reporter Barry Lenehan, and he joins us now. Barry, what is the picture? Where are you this evening?
Yes, good evening, Sarah, from St. Stephen's Green, one of the many well-known national landmarks in Dublin Bay South. Pivot towards my right, out towards the Mansion House, Leinster House, further out still to the Aviva Stadium and Google Town around the Docklands. And then back over towards my left is Copperface Jacks. But Dublin Bay South, it also contains some of the country's most affluent areas, Embassy Land around Balls Bridge and Donnybrook, Rathgar, Rathmines, to the Strand and Sandy Mount and the Poolbeg Chimneys. It also encompasses the south inner city and more working class areas around Irishtown and Ringsend. And as for the political geography, it currently stands one each for Fianna Fáil's Jim O'Callaghan, the Green Party's Eamon Ryan and Sinn Féin's Chris Andrews. But politicos around here, they regard Ranelagh as the cockpit of elections in Dublin Bay South, where political careers are made and destroyed from one vote to the next. Remember the infamous rumble in Ranelagh in 2007, and Gormley. So what's on voters' minds there ahead of Thursday?
We're rather concerned about the housing situation. I mean, most of us don't have to worry about it, and I hear nothing but people living with their parents who should have been able to move out, and it didn't happen like that, you know? And certainly I think cages should be rattled this time round. This constituency was always hard to tell, but I would like to see a bit of a shake-up. I don't think it's going to be a coronation for Gagan or anything like that.
Sinn Féin, the main opposition party, you know, have staked a lot on the housing issue, and yet we see in the opinion poll perhaps their vote not growing.
This wouldn't be a natural home for the Shinners. They already have one seat. I really don't see overcoming their natural prejudices against Sinn Féin, regardless of the situation with the housing. I grew up here. This was blue shirts back when. As regards the housing, it is still very much to the fore. Let's be honest about it. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael between them have actually created that situation. In spite of what they might think, people have long memories.
And what about that desire to rattle the cage, as you say?
Yeah.
Is that around the constituency, do you think?
Certainly here. I was never a natural Labour supporter. And I think if they did take the seat, it certainly would upset those in other places. With the pandemic and the way the world has changed, and people are spending more time at home, could possibly up the turnout. And there seems to be a lot more engagement with what's going on.
How do you reconcile the fact that, say, Ivana Bacic is on 22% in the poll and the Labour Party have been for the last few years at the basement poll-wise? So how do you reconcile those two facts?
I suppose she has a larger profile than, I suppose, the fact that Ivana is part of the Labour Party. We still have a strong, I suppose, centre-left vote, which I'd probably put the Labour Party in. And I think if you looked at all the various groupings that form that, you might have a stronger centre-left than we might think.
I think it's important for the young people, you know. I mean, the over 60s, you know, they have their pensions and they have their house and they have it all worked out. But the young people are only starting off, and it's very difficult for them because of the housing situation.
Getting our hospitality back going, airline arrivals into Dublin Airport being at the bottom of the league table, hospitality being crushed probably by stricter regime than elsewhere in Europe, and the ongoing climate kind of changes that we have to make to get ourselves from bottom of the league to, you know, more up mid-league or something.
Most of the main candidates aren't really mentioning plans to reopen society and the economy. Is that disappointing?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be a one-dimensional problem the government has tried to solve all the way, which is the pandemic, and I understand that, but it's a multi-dimensional problem. They need to be keeping our economy, which is people's livelihood, and people's mental health is very much tied into their ability to work and, you know, feed the family and all that. So I think there'll be a price to be paid for that.
Voters in Ranelagh, now over 120,000 people in Dublin Bay South based on the last census, with a far higher number of people aged between 20 and 34 than the national average. Also the highest number of people in rented accommodation than any constituency in the country, over 50% living in apartments or flats. So housing, a huge issue here, as explained by 22-year-old Connor, who I met in Ranelagh.
it's increasingly difficult to get on the property ladder, and I'm 22, I'm just sort of starting off, I'm just graduated, so I'm looking for a job. It's increasingly difficult to get a job at the minute. Obviously there's a pandemic and hopefully that should bounce back, but after the immediate bounce back, will that turn into an economic recovery? I don't know. But the most important issue to me is housing, renting, as everyone else in my age cohort in this constituency.
What of the housing situation in this constituency? How difficult is it to get on the ladder, so to speak, or even to find a place to rent as well around here?
I'm looking for housing at the minute. I just want to find someplace cheaper. I live in a house here in Ranelagh and it's very expensive. I pay about £600 a month, but I'm scheduled to move out in a couple of weeks and I can't find anywhere within the M50 that's cheaper than that and, you know, has the facilities that I need to live. I don't want to live in a box room anymore. Obviously this area that we're in now, or outside Morton's, it's very much viewed as like an affluent constituency. People are on the property ladder, you know, they're not worried because their assets are tied up in housing, you know, they have that wealth. But those who don't, it's increasingly difficult to come up with that. And I think it's a huge issue because, you know, we're paying more and more for rent, wages are stagnating, becoming increasingly more difficult to buy a house, but also housing's going up. What was it, like $1,300 a month? It's absolutely insane. I can't foresee myself in the next 10 to 15 years being able to put down a mortgage unless, you know, I win the lotto or something.
How far out are you looking at the moment in a few weeks?
I guess the problem is I want to live in a commutable city. You know, everyone's talking about a 15-minute city. Yeah, I want to live in that. But, you know, I can't actually get there because, you know, I can't live in these areas anymore. I'm just being completely priced out. And I think with this by-election, it's just a culmination of many things. Housing has suddenly, in the past couple of months, come back on the agenda.
Are you seeing anything on housing policy from the candidates and the parties in this election that attracts you?
I guess I hear that Fine Gael are, they've got their housing policy, big housing plan come out in like a month or so, which is great. I mean, you know, good to hear, I guess. But, you know, they've been in power for a long time now. I'm not happy with the status quo. I'm not the biggest fan of Sinn Féin. I don't really want to vote Sinn Féin, but I mean, pushed to the fact that, like, okay, who is the next opposition that can actually get in and change things? And it's Sinn Féin. And it's like, well, maybe I'll just have to vote Sinn Féin.
Well, that is interesting. And housing, obviously a big issue, not a big surprise on that one, Brian. But what else is exercising voters in Dublin Bay South?
Bus connects, metro, cycle lanes and Sandymount. But what of the handling of the pandemic? Here's the view in Ringsend.
Oh, I definitely will vote, all right, yeah, yeah. I just haven't decided on who.
A lot this week made on the announcement by the government on Tuesday. How do you think it's handling the pandemic?
Well, I think they're handling it all right. Like, if they're going to keep people alive and keep us well, sure, what can we say? You know what I mean? It's no use opening up and then a few weeks down the road locking up again and people dying all around us again from the same thing, you know? So that's my opinion anyway.
It's a very nice, vibrant little community here, but, you know, there's always issues to be sorted out.
Main issue?
To get the people back into jobs and to make sure they have a roof over their head.
The handling of the pandemic by the government, will that help them or hinder them, do you think?
Well, I think actually they're getting a really bad press at the moment because of the hospitality industry. And actually, I have a son who would be in that. But at the same time, I think we really do have to go cautiously. People have forgotten what it was like at Christmas, how everything fell apart afterwards. And I hated that last lockdown. I thought it was never ending. And I think most people did feel it. But you see, the thing is this now, we're getting impatient. I think we should go cautiously.
Like it'll never end. Right, Barry, you've been bashing the phones to politicians, strategists and local contacts to see what they think about what is going on. And what are you hearing? Because we saw that recent opinion poll and it's putting Fine Gael's James Gagan in the lead, but not by much.
Yeah, if Santa Claus could give Fine Gael a constituency to hold a by-election in, it would probably be Dublin Bay South. But there have been well-publicised candidate issues around former TD Kate O'Connell, who's been pictured with some of James Gagan's rivals. And there's growing anxiety within Fine Gael that they're set to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. That poll for James Gagan, the barrister and councillor, puts him on 27%, but with just a 5 percentage point lead over Ivana Batchik. The feeling locally and nationally is that lead is not enough. He'll need to hit 30% with a greater lead over Batchik in order to hold the seat. Gagan's ground game, it does seem to be superior to his rivals, with massive teams canvassing, including TDs and ministers, indicating how high the stakes are in this contest, whereas party leader Leo Varadkar.
And then what of Labour's Ivana Batchik? What are her team telling you?
They say that Irish Times Ipsos MBRI poll has given a real momentum. High-profile senator, as we know, the party long held a seat here up to 2016, and Labour feels Batchick can ultimately overtake Geoghegan on the final count by a few hundred votes. However, in the debit column, her party's national poll rating has remained low for some time, and her record at Dáil elections 0-2. This is her home patch, though, and there's no female TD in the constituency.
Of course, Sinn Féin had been expected to be the main challenger to Fine Gael. That's how Fine Gael were pitching it, as well as a battle between the two parties. What's happening with the Sinn Féin campaign?
Yeah, Lynn Boylan, the senator, 13% according to that poll, but cross-party consensus or actual level of support is closer to 17%. Now, some are surprised at the low-key nature of her campaign heretofore, but party strategists tell me to expect a big push over the coming days, and while its chances of winning a seat appear to be receding, they strongly believe they can and will finish ahead of Labour.
And then what of the other two government parties, the Greens and Fianna Fáil?
Just three successes for government parties at by-elections since 1983. Greens' Claire Byrne on 11% in that poll. Watch out for her transfers. She said they should go along the lines of the left. Senior party figures believe she'll go to Fine Gael. Fianna Fáil, meanwhile, have you ever heard this before, Sarah? 100-1 to win this contest. Mm. The candidate, Deirdre Conroy, on 10% in that poll, which party figures say would represent a moral victory. But the Social Democrats, Sarah Durkin and Aoife Mairead Tobin, are both eyeing their chances of finishing ahead of Conroy, a prospect which could damage her Director of Elections leadership ambitions, that being Jim O'Callaghan.
Lots of interesting issues running around that politically. I mentioned there are 15 candidates in total. Who else is running, Barry, and who dare you predict might win?
Justin Barrett of the National Party, Independents, Dolores Cahill, Peter Dooley, Manix Flynn, John Kerr, Colm O'Keefe, and Jackie Gilburn of Renew and Bridget Purcell of People Before Profit. Overall, most people I spoke to outside of Fine Gael are predicting a win for Ivana Batchick. However, there's one imponderable, and that's the turnout. Some, even in Labour, predict it could be as low as 30%. And with Fine Gael throwing the kitchen sink at getting its core vote out, that may be enough for James Geoghegan to hold on by a whisker.
Okay, Barry Lenehan in Dublin Bay South. Thank you very much.